SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have everybody aboard with us here, as we've got a lot going on. Full slate of Major League Baseball tonight. 15 games. Tater Tuesday here on Carver and Lisi. Lots of homers. We've got a bunch of guys in play. We put a bunch of them with the golf as we get ready for the John Deere this week. So we have all of that cooking. We have a massive soccer match tonight with Brazil and Colombia in the Copa. I mean, does the other match even matter, Matias? Who's on the other side of Brazil and Colombia? Because obviously it's the last group stage game, and everybody plays for the last time.
Paraguay and Costa Rica go on at 6 p.m. Hey, there's always a time to look at these games for money-making purposes, bro. I love Paraguay at plus 105 right now. Costa Rica is behind the eight ball. It's CONCACAF, and we've seen CONCACAF suck. Paraguay should win this game 1 or 2-0.
1 or 2-0. There you go. We're going to get a little bit more of the Matias prediction here. But either way, I don't think either can advance, right? I guess if Brazil lost and Paraguay won, is that what you just said? That's how they can get through? Brazil can actually get left out tonight if they lost that game?
Well, no.
I'm looking right now.
Talking logistics, I guess they're... So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, actually there's not. Paraguay's got zero. Costa Rica's got one.
Costa Rica's the one
that could do it. And they would have to win by like 5 goals with Brazil losing. So Brazil's going through. That's the game. As I was saying when I first introduced the game... At no consequence whatsoever. That's why it's on here. There's really nothing to do with that Costa Rica-Paraguay game later on, that's for sure. But we have all the baseball. We're going to talk about all the NBA and NHL moves that have happened the last few days. We'll get into some of the other soccer with the USA with a gutless performance last night against Uruguay as they have now gone home from the Copa. So we will do that too. And we'll get a little deeper in with the golf and the John Deere, that's for sure. Mike Carver, solo tonight, sans Lisi, out on assignment. Joe will be back tomorrow as we get ready for the 4th of July weekend. There's no Carver and Lisi Thursday and Friday night this week. So you'll get me and Joe back in the mix on Wednesday night before we head into the holiday break, I guess you could say, here on CNL. All right, let me give you a quick update of what's going on here. Cardinals lead the Pirates 6-0, bottom of the fifth at PNC, a grand slam for Nolan Gorman in that game for the Redbirds. Pirates do have a couple guys on with Sawinski here. We'll see if he can get something cooking. Guardians lead the White Sox 4-3. They just took a lead there. There's been a bunch of taters in that game. Told you on Coast to Coast this afternoon, that would be a game to look for if you were looking for homers tonight. Luis Robert just homered for Chicago. There was a couple of homers earlier. Andrew Vaughn, somebody on Cleveland did, I forget off the top of my head. So there's been a lot of that. And Sawinski just hit a 3-run homer for the Pirates. How about that? Sawinski, of course he homers tonight because I'm not on him. Which is, of course, why he went and did that. So now 6-3 Cards and the Pirates out at PNC. Sawinski was a good price tonight, too. Red Sox lead the Marlins 5-1. They got a Rafael, a 3-run homer there. 5-1, top of the sixth in Miami. Miami got their run off of a Burger Time homer. Nationals lead the Mets 2-0 in the top of the sixth. So this kid Hers, who was whacked around his first couple times out for the Nationals, has held the Mets down this evening there in D.C. The Reds lead the Yankees 1-0 in the Bronx, top of the fourth inning here, and they've got runners on the corners with two out for Marte. We'll see if Louis Heal can get himself out of this mess. Blue Jays lead the Astros 5-0. Bottom of the fourth inning in Toronto. Springer's got a homer for the Jays. Arrighetti is in all kinds of trouble. 2-1 and nobody out for the Jays again in the bottom of the fourth. That live number's up to 10.5. The Braves got back-to-back homers from Austin Riley. And who hit the second one for the Braves? I believe it was Murphy. It was Murphy. So Riley and Murphy go back-to-back for Atlanta, and they have a 2-0 lead over the Giants in the top of the third down there. Skubal is on the mound for the Tigers tonight in Minnesota against the Twinkies. Scoreless bottom of the second. Number's already down to 5.5, as, of course, Skubal has been arguably the best pitcher in baseball so far this year. Cubs and the Phillies are getting going right now. Padres and the Rangers are getting going right now. Rays and the Royals will be getting going momentarily. Later this hour, the Brewers and the Rockies out in Colorado. As they got over the regular number last night. I know they didn't get over Joe's 17.5, but they did get over the 11.5 for the over the 7-6 win for the Rockies with the walk-off in the 10th. Heel got out of that mess for the Yankees, by the way, in that fourth inning. So they go to the bottom of the fourth. Yankees only down 1-0. The Angels and the A's will be at the dump tonight in Oakland. Spence and Soriano. The Orioles and the Mariners open up a series in Seattle. Kirby and Grayson Rodriguez. And the Diamondbacks are in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight with Miller. And I thought that was supposed to be Nelson tonight. Now it says Mantiply starting. Mantiply usually does the opener stuff for the Diamondbacks. But it doesn't matter there for me. All I care about is Christian Walker, who, as we discussed earlier, dominates whenever he is in Los Angeles. I think he's got 14 homers in his career in Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers, including two earlier this season when they were in town. So we are all over Christian Walker tonight on a Tater Tuesday. Lindor just homered for the Mets, so there it goes. I talk up that kid Hers for the Nationals, and he goes and gives up a home run. So 2-1 now in the top of the sixth inning for the Nats, and we'll see how that goes for them, if they can hold on to that for sure. Next up, we have got the soccer tonight. As Matias was saying, we have Brazil and Colombia. Right now, Brazil minus 105. This is the 90-minute line. Colombia plus 360. Plus 210 for the draw in the 90 minutes, which really is all that it is. Of course, the Euro the past couple days, is you've had to go beyond 90 with a few of those matches. Not tonight, as it is the final game of the group stage. I did like Matias Jr. number tonight to score for the anytime. Actually went down too. I got 230 this morning, plus 230 for Vinicius, and now it is plus 210. So I'm in the mix with that, Matias. I don't really want to get in on the game, per se, on either of the sides, but I could definitely get in with Junior to score tonight.
Well, that's not a bad bet, because he is the goal scorer. You know what I'm going to be playing? I'm going to be playing both teams to score at plus 100. I'm also going to take Colombia to be the first team to score at plus 165. I think there's some real value there. Colombia also to win or to draw at minus 115. I don't know why the book respects Brazil so damn much. They haven't won much for a while now. This team is not the best Brazil team to be put on the pitch. There's been holes. There's ways to score on them. Paraguay nearly scored a couple goals in the second half, and Colombia is better than Paraguay. Colombia is actually one of the best teams in South America and have a real chance on winning this tournament. They're going to challenge Brazil today, and they don't fear Brazil. That's the one thing I like about this Colombia team and Argentina, as well as Uruguay. None of these teams fear Brazil as if Ronaldo and Ronaldinho was playing on this Brazil team. Nobody does, and that's why we're going to take advantage of this situation tonight, Carver.
Who's the top goal scorer for Colombia? Is it Diaz?
It's Luis Diaz, and he is masterclass. I want to take him to score a goal tonight, because if there's a penalty kick, he's the one that's taking it.
Plus 420 for him to score.
Let's roll.
Yeah, I think you might get me in on that. You're right. If these penalties have been coming up a lot, that's for sure. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting going on a Tuesday night. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159 with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. Carver Sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. So we're here rocking. Of course, Hipper Bell's in the mix as well. And he's super excited because there's a big soccer match tonight. And he's all over that. He's all over the Euros today. How about Turkey making it to the round of eight? Man, that
incredible.
Would have been a good. That would have been a good ticket to have. Wow,
it was a great ticket. You know, I slept on it, man. You know, when you see the value for Turkey against a team like Austria, who's never gotten this far. You know, everybody thought Austria was going to roll because they beat Holland or the Netherlands, excuse me, and. You know, everybody felt for the juice, and it was annoying. Austria should have won the game, but, you know, you can't fall asleep on a line like that. The line should have been much closer than it was. How about the goalkeeper with the tremendous save in the final
moments of the game? Oh, that was
incredible. It was absolutely stunning. I played goalkeeper, so to see something like that happen, it's just, oh, it's why you play this. It's why you play the position. It comes with a lot of highs and lows, the goalkeeper position. You can make a mistake, and people will kill you for the whole week, but when you make a big-time save like that, you get a big pat on the back. Your team loves you, but man, you remember that save for the rest of your life. It's like scoring a goal. It's amazing.
Now, some would say that obviously Austria was pretty much a surprise too, considering how tough the group was that they were in. But Turkey beating them means now they're the better story. So that's just how it goes.
We now have a real dark horse in the tournament. You know what I mean? And now we have a team that could actually make a deep run. You know, who does Switzerland get? I mean, excuse me. Who does Turkey get next? They get the Dutch next.
Yeah.
You know, the Dutch have holes all over that defense.
You know, it's funny. The Euros, for some reason, there's usually a surprise team like this that makes the last eight or makes the last four, right? I mean, obviously, the biggest one ever was when Greece won the whole thing way back. I guess I forget. When was that? That was like...
Yeah, that was in 04 when Greece beat Portugal.
Yeah. It was about 20 years ago. But still, like, Greece, how about Iceland making the last four or eight, whenever that was. You have these teams in the Euro that sometimes are able to get through and get on a little bit of a run. And Turkey's got that now. So they'll play the Dutch. And they're on the same side as England, who are going to take on Switzerland. And I think that's going to be a tough one, I feel like, for the English as well, Matthias. I think that's going to be a very, very tough for England to get through that. That's not easy.
You
but the other
it.
Side is stacked. The other side is stacked of the bracket, which is the Germany, Spain, France, Portugal side on the other side.
You know, I'm sticking with Spain. I think if Spain is to beat Germany, that's going to propel them into the finals. I don't care who they play, if it's, you know, the French or whoever the French have to play down in that side of the bracket. I think France will advance no matter what. But
France
at the same
is,
time,
yeah, France is playing Portugal on Friday in the one quarter.
They don't impress me whatsoever. They're always just there. You know, they play passionately, but even against
France,
you know, their
last game. France haven't been super impressive either.
Well, they've controlled the game. You know, when you look at France and their last win against Belgium, yeah, they could have lost, but man, did they possess the game and miss goal after goal after goal. You know, they were going to eventually score a goal with the pressure that they put on Belgium, and it came at the end. It was a heartbreaker for if you're a Belgium fan, but at the end of the day, you know, how many chances were France going to miss?
Yeah.
You know, to finally get one in the back of the net. But your team, you know, you called the Swiss when they beat Italy in their first knockout round, and you know what?
We
keep talking about that's the real dark horse. You know, Turkey's great. It's a fun story. It's you know, it's a team you want to get behind because of the passion and their fans. But I think soccer-wise, football-wise, and talent-wise, ability to score, defend, goalkeeper, Switzerland is a team that could, you know what? They might be able to make it to the final, because when you look at that side of the bracket, they could beat England. And if they beat England, they're going to get the Dutch,
yeah,
you know, or Turkey.
Yeah, no, it's very wide open, that side, that's for sure. You got the heavies on one side, and then you got England. And listen, I think that some would say the Dutch are a heavy. I mean, they have been in the past. I'm not necessarily sure that this version of them is, but you definitely have Swiss and Turkey would be the Turkey and Swiss would be the dark horses on that other side. All right, there's a few things going on here. The Pirates have gotten it to 6-4 now. as they got, after the Sawinski homer, they got another homer from McCutchen. So 6-4, bottom six. This Louis Heel for the Yankees, they're taking him out in the top of the fifth. He just gave up a bomb to dead center to Will Benson. And it is now top five, 3-0 Reds. And Ellie De La Cruz is coming up, and they're taking Heel out of the game. And I guess I can't blame Boone too much for that. As last time up, De La Cruz hit a ball in the corner that he got a triple out of, and then he scored on the next batter. So they're going to try to bring in the lefty, I would guess, to turn him around for that. That was a two-run shot by Benson. That's how they got to 3-0 in that one. Still 2-1 Nationals and the Mets. Still 5-1 Red Sox and the Marlins. 6-4 now, Cleveland leads the White Sox. So we're over the total there with that 9. And I thought that was going to be the heavy total tonight. If Joe was here, that would have been the game that I told him. You could do the 12.5, 13.5, 14.5. Him, as big as you want to go with that one. As the add-on for Cleveland there was Tyler Freeman, who hit a two-run shot to get that out to 6-4. So a little extend. But the White Sox are knocking on the door. They got second and third with one out in the top of the seventh. Live totals up to 13.5 in that game. 7-0 Blue Jays over the Astros now. So they're doing some heavy work. Still scoreless everywhere else. Scoreless Twins, Tigers. Scoreless Cubs, Phillies. Scoreless Rays, Royals. And that did just change in Texas, as they just flashed a 2 up there. So I'm going to guess that somebody went big fly for the Rangers, and it looks like Nathaniel Lowe with a 2-run homer to make it 2-0 for Texas out in the gates against Dylan Cease. All right, Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back in the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Carver sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. Hit per bell is involved as well. A lot going on. So before we went to break, I told you that Boone went and got Louis Heel as he was struggling. He had just given up a two-run homer to Will Benson through straightaway center field. India, he hit with a pitch, and then Ellie was coming up, who's been hot. Now, Ellie De La Cruz, all his power is pretty much from the left-hand side, hence why the turnaround. Didn't seem to matter, though, as this clown Ferguson came in for the Yankees. And even from the right-hand side of the plate, Ellie De La Cruz put it over the left center field wall. So 5-0 Reds in the Bronx against the Yankees. Top of the fifth, and they're still batting, as Ferguson can't get an out, basically, in this one. The White Sox, down 6-4, have second and third two out with Robert up. We'll see if he can get those runs in. The Astros have chipped away in Toronto. It is now 7-2, and they have Yordan up with two on and two out. The Twins have broken through against Scooble. They lead 2-0 in the bottom of the third. The Cubbies just left a bunch of guys on in the bottom of the first against the Phillies, who started Mercado there tonight. And as you mentioned before the break, Nathaniel Lowe hit the homer for the Rangers, 2-0 there. And scoreless Rays in the Royals. Brewers and Rockies start in about 20 minutes out in Colorado. We are going to have to add one on here now. Now that Ellie hit a homer for me, we're going to have to add on a few others for some of these late games. We're already in on Walker and a few other guys, including Gunnar Henderson and Christian Walker. But I want to get a little bit of action in that Colorado-Milwaukee game. I believe I saw before Mammoth Hop said he was going to add the Doyle. Brendan Doyle from the Rockies. So we might throw that in at plus 540. We'll see if we can get a number on him moving forward as well. We also have going on, we'll get into the golf a little bit later. Obviously tomorrow's Golf Wednesday. And we'll get some final plays for the John Deere, which, let's be honest here, you got to be a diehard like me this week to get involved with the John Deere. Now, of course, I'm going to be there. But, you know, Cantlay was supposed to play, and he pulled out on Monday. Said he hurt his, I forget what injury he had, his back. Who knows what happened with Cantlay. So, you know, you got the top of the board with Sungjae Im and Jordan Spieth, who's been awful this year. Sepp Straka, the defending champ. And it gets real thin after that. Real thin. As they'll head over across the pond next week to start that two-week stretch where you'll get the Scottish Open and then the Open Championship, which is, of course, at Troon this year. And I was already looking, because obviously you know how much I love, we talk about put it with the golf all the time, and I love putting the taters with the golf on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The week of the Open Championship is the week of the MLB All-Star break. And of course, I went to line all of that up, and I wasn't very I wasn't very happy when I saw, oh, man, you mean I'm not going to have taters on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to put with the Open Championship? So now I need to start planning ahead. Some I probably won't get to do any of the places, but at least some of the winner, the outrights, we'll have to start putting with the golf rather early for their Open Championship. And they had some of their final qualifiers today. I saw Justin Rose got in. He needed to qualify. Sergio did not. Sergio had a bad scene, though. Wherever he had his qualifier, there was like no security, and there was like 100 people following Sergio around at every single shot that he took. And it was, you could see he was getting upset, which Sergio can do from time to time. If there's anybody who gets upset out there, it is Sergio. So, no Sergio this year. White Sox do tie at 6-6. So, Robert came through, it looks like, for the Sox, and they have tied it up. 12 runs on the board. The big ball blast of the night out there with the Guardians and the White Sox. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Look out! Wow. Ashcraft threw that one almost into the front row at Yankee Stadium on a little bunt there. 5-0, Reds lead the Yankees, bottom five in the Bronx, as you have that going on. A few things happened while we were away. Yordan Alvarez, 3-run homer for the Astros, so we ring the bell with him. 7-5 now, bottom of the fifth inning. In Toronto, that was 7-0 Blue Jays at one time. That's the kind of year the Blue Jays were having. I could see them blowing that one. That totals up to 15.5, and we still got a lot of outs left in that game, that's for sure. The Phillies, meanwhile, just took a 2-0 lead over the Cubbies. As I saw, I have a couple TVs working here, and I saw the double go down. So there you go, 2-0 Phillies.
Let's go. There. Let's go. I just got what that in, Carver. I just got that
in. What do you got with the Phillies? What'd you do?
I took them halfway line, first 4.5 innings. I took them at minus 138 after the first out, and I was waiting to see the game cast change, and you just let it out 2-0. I got that in right before they closed out the line at 0-0 at minus 138. I don't know why the line was so close with the man on second and third with only one out, but we just snatched it, baby. Let's go. They still got to close it out, but let's go.
How about that? Nice job, Matias. Nice job indeed. And I think the Brave game just changed to 2-1. Was it Soler? It was Soler, Matias. Let's go. Jorge Everybody Soler eats. With the homer. We're Everybody eating tonight. Eats. Where's let's Joe? Go. Where's Joe now?
Dinger Tuesday, baby. Dinger Tuesday.
Dinger Tuesday, Tater Tuesday, we're flying here. We hit two here in the last few minutes with Yordan and Jorge Soler. So we are off to a great start tonight. I have a couple others that I just did small putting with the golf, including Ellie, which worked out well. Oh, man, we're having a flying start tonight on Carver and Lisi, and which is going to roll us right into the soccer tonight, right into the soccer with Brazil. And Colombia, which is what Matias really is excited about. It's funny, you were playing that the Gundy clip before, and it just had me, for some reason, it made me think of amateur athletes and things like that. Because I watched a little bit of the Bronny introductory press conference, with the Lakers today, which was by far one of the silliest things I've ever seen in my life. With some of the stuff. Now, I don't know why. What bothers me about the whole thing, and I think me and Pharrell have both kind of said this a bunch on Coast to Coast, we got nothing against Bronny. I actually hope that Bronny is better than people even think. I think it would be awesome if he is. But there's obviously been so much hype surrounding him that it, and there's so many people that like don't like LeBron that I could see, you know, people wanting him to fail. I am not one of those people. I hope Bronny does awesome. I'm not sure if he's going to be, but I hope that he does awesome. What I really didn't need was, I didn't need him today up there at the microphone there. And the Lakers don't do podiums anymore, I guess. They do all the chairs and everybody sitting up at the up on the stage. For him to say he never really had a thought about going to play with his dad, I'm sorry, that's a bridge too far for me. You can't tell me that that the kid woke up draft morning not knowing that he was going to play with his dad with the Lakers. He can't say that. You can't tell me that in the last 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, you know, year and whatever it is, that has not been discussed between him and his father. There's just no way. I don't believe it. And there's no reason to say I never really had a thought about going to play with my dad. We all see what's going on here. I mean, we really do.
How many
55th overall selections in the NBA draft get guaranteed multi-year contracts? None of them do.
I'm right there with you. I feel really bad for the kid, but you know what? He's happy. He has a bigger bank account, but money was never the issue with Bronny.
Yeah, the money's not the thing. It's given the 55th pick something that they never get, which is
it's a multi-year
guaranteed deal.
You know what?
Which
I don't
never
like,
happens.
I don't like Shaq and all these guys coming out to defend him and saying, oh, stop messing with my nephew. He deserves a spot. He earned it. And in my mind, I thought to myself, Shaq, when you came out of LSU, say you don't get drafted, and the backup center who got 2 minutes a game, who you clowned at practice every day, got drafted in the second round, would you be out there saying the guy deserves it? Don't pick on him? No, he'd be the first person to say, hey, how does that guy get drafted? He only averaged 2 minutes, and I doubled his minutes, 16 his points, doubled his assists, doubled his rebounds. You know, he'd be clowning him. So it's like to see these big-time players coming out to defend him, I'm just kind of like, man, you guys had to play your way into the league. You guys had to average 20 points, 15 rebounds, take your team to the Elite Eight, to the Sweet 16, to the Final Four. That's what you have to do in order to get drafted. Getting into the NBA is one of the hardest things to do in athletics, period. It's one of the smallest rosters out of all sports. So to see this kid come in and get all this money and get all this hype when he barely played in school, it's ridiculous to me, considering in college, and I know how hard it is to get anywhere.
Listen, I don't even have a problem so much that I don't have a problem that they took him 55th. I don't have a problem that they gave him the guaranteed deal. It's things that never would have normally happened. My biggest thing is him keeping the charade up. You know, like, it's the same thing that, like, what Pelinka did last week when he was drafted, sitting there. Well, you know, we didn't talk to LeBron at all about this. Come on, Rob. I mean, get serious. I mean, we know what's going on here. You're telling me that, you know, this just out of nowhere happened, and it had nothing to do with LeBron, nothing to do with it. Please, enough.
Could There's they no get reason in trouble for nepotism? Like, is that up for
look,
debate? Like, is that,
well,
is that
listen,
a problem?
I actually don't have a problem with that either because, and I forget who did this. It might have been Woj on ESPN, whoever brought this up. This has been around the league for decades. So it's on a higher scale now because it involves LeBron. Okay? And that's why. LeBron is, of course, one of the, you know, biggest, most powerful figures in sports. And that's why this is going to get magnified, and that's why we're even discussing it. It's just, I prefer that the kid was like, listen, yeah, of course me and my dad want to play together. I'm just looking to work as hard as I possibly can and go out there, become a better player, help this team, and eventually get to the point in my game where I'm going to be a piece on this team that matters. Like, I just don't like it. We've never crossed my mind that I might be with my dad. Come on. That bothered me, Matthias. I could take enough with this story. That was a little too much for me. It was just a bridge.
It's all too much for me. How about his agent, Rich Paul? You know, the night of the draft is I thought it was embarrassing. You know, when he started threatening other teams, like, if you draft him, he's going to Australia. He's like that. That to me is a cherry on top. Like, that to me tells me everything that I need to know about this situation. You know what I mean? Like, it's a second round pick, for crying out loud, and you're threatening teams that if you draft him, he's going to go play somewhere else. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. But hey, God bless and good luck. I want to see him.
What do you think happens to him in the G League in closed gyms when his competition is not?
He's not.
He's
not. He's not going to play in the G League. I can tell you that right now.
He has to. He's not going to play in the league. How could he not go to the G League? What else is he going to do? Sit the bench longer than he's already sat the bench for?
I would be stunned if he played G League games. He is a rostered player on the Lakers. He's going to be on the Lakers. So that's, you know, that's my thing. You're going to see him in this summer league, though. I think Sunday they play the first of the California Classic against Sacra Tomato. So you get a little Bronny action. Hopefully he gets a lot of burn at that summer league, because you ain't going to see a lot of burn of him in the NBA. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Carver Sands Lisi, great to have you with us here. Colorado and Milwaukee has started. I did get in on this Brenton Doyle from the Rockies, as per Mammoth Hops, and to be fair, not only did he tell me 2-for-2 lifetime with a homer against Dallas Keuchel, he also has 3 homers in the last week. So it's a good combo there. Like, and I know I throw around a lot of this home run stuff every single day, and I think that there's probably some people who think that I just throw darts at a dartboard. There actually is, believe it or not, somewhat of a method to the madness. Home runs are very hard to hit. I'm not going to lie. For every night like tonight, where it seems like they're all pouring in, there's 3 or 4 nights where none of them hit at all. It's an up and a down roller coaster when you're playing home runs. But there is work every morning with it. Some people prefer other things. Some people are more analytically based with picking their home run picks every night, whether it's the exit velo, the hard hit balls, or fly ball rate, and all sorts of things like that. And there is a few things that I glance at with those. I like looking at career stats against that night's starting pitcher. I don't think it can play the entire part in it, but I think it plays a pretty good chunk into what's going on. I also like to look at guys who are hot. I think that there's something to that, too. Guys are seeing the ball well, and they're hitting a lot of homers. And when you can factor in a couple things, past history and a guy who's on a tear right now, which this guy Doyle for the Rockies is, with 3 in the last week. He's hit Keuchel well in the past. That's a good spot to jump in on him. And we've already got a couple in the till, so why not? We keep rolling here. In fact, Trey Turner for the Phillies just hit a homer. And I know I didn't have that on C2C today, but it was an ad for me before they got going, because I saw that wind was blowing out left field at Wrigley tonight, and I wanted to get some right-handed bats that could maybe poke one out into left field. And sure enough, and Turner also owed me. I was chasing Turner a lot. Ever since Harper and Schwarber have gone out, I've been chasing a little bit with Turner, so he's finally paid me back a little bit here, which I do appreciate, that's for sure. So that game now with the Phillies is 3-0 after the homer. So they're in the top of the third, minus 450 live for the Phillies, and a 10.5 is the live total in that one. The Rangers have extended to 3-0 over the Padres down in Arlington. They're in the top of the third. Rays have a 1-0 lead over the Royals. They go to the bottom of the first in Colorado, as the Brewers did not get anything off of Feltner there in the top half. The Tigers now with a 3-2 lead over the Minnesota Twins. I saw a home run from Justin Henry Mallory, and then they also got one from Ryan Creedler. Who are these guys on the Tigers? Jeez. I mean, you couldn't pick these guys out of a lineup. These guys that are playing for the Tigers. I know you can, though. You can pick Scooble out of a lineup. As he's got himself now a 3-2 lead. Let's see if he can get a couple of zeros back up there on the board. 2-2 now, Giants and Braves. I got all excited about the Jorge Soler homer. Lamont Wade hit one right after him. So that gets the two runs in for the Giants. 2-2, bottom five in Atlanta. Blue Jays still 7-5 over the Astros. Reds still 5-0 over the Yankees. The Red Sox have extended to 8-3 over the Marlins as they got a homer from Jaron Duran, who's also been hitting. He's been hot lately. So that's another guy really to look for. Duran, 5 homers in his last 10 games, including 3 games in a row. He's now got 10 on the season. So Duran is definitely a guy that we need to be looking at here over the next couple days for Boston because he's been red hot. White Sox and the Guardians still 6-6, and the Cardinals and the Pirates still 7-4. The Pirates are running out of outs, though, at PNC as they go to the bottom of the eighth, trailing by 3 in that one. We do have this Brazil-Colombia game coming up at the top of the hour. I am not as concerned about the Costa Rica-Paraguay game. There's really nothing happening for me in that one. I guess there is the only path that Costa Rica has to make the knockout round is they would have to, if I did the math correctly, win by a significant margin over Paraguay and Brazil lose by a significant margin over Colombia. There's a very large goal differential swing.
That's another reason I love Paraguay tonight, man. That's another great reason I love Paraguay tonight over Costa Rica. Because Costa Rica's not going to sit back and defend. They're going to try to attack this game and get the win, which is going to leave so much space for the Paraguayan left back, right back, to good upfield. Look at Almiron for a player on Paraguay to score. Almiron has a lot of class, plays in the EPL, scores a bunch of goals for Newcastle United. He's great. I wish he was Argentinian, for Christ's sake.
Who's that that you said? Which guy do you want?
Almiron with an A.
Okay, plus 320 for him.
That guy gets up and down, an all-attacking type of player, one of the best Paraguayan players, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years. It's crazy because when he jumped on the team, he was a kid. He was like a little boy, and now he's not a little boy anymore. He's one of the best players on the team, if not the best player on the team. Look for him to get upfield a lot in this game, and look for Paraguay to win. Plus money for Paraguay against this low-deck Costa Rica team. I'll take it. Take it.
So how about this guy, Almiron and Junior, both to score, 12-1, both of them to score. Junior
that's
for Brazil.
That's a strong
Almiron
bet.
Almiron for Paraguay. How do you say it, Matias? How do you say Paraguay? Go ahead, say that again.
Almiron.
No, Paraguay. You say, Paraguay. Almiron. Paraguay. There you go. So you got the accent for it. I do not. So that's Paraguay. For them. So there you go. We're going to put this guy. I'm in, Matias. We're having a good night. Almiron and Junior both to score 12-1. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Come on. A lot going on here. Of course, we're going to have another hour to go. Several things we'll get into in the next hour, including the United States' gutless loss to Uruguay last night and what they should do going forward, which it seems everybody who really only watches soccer once every 2 or 4 years has lots of opinions on. So we will talk about that. I will take a little deeper look at the board on the John Deere. I will get into a couple things with the NBA and the NHL, with the free agency. I feel like I should like spend the whole hour on football just so we can get Joe mad and tell him that we spent a whole hour on football when he wasn't here. But I'm not ready for that yet. I know that Joe is, and I want to get there. Like, I'm dying for football to start. But I don't know if I'm just quite there yet for the whole 2 hours of going through win totals for the Mountain West. I'm just not sure if I'm quite ready for that. So, but we're getting there. It's getting close for football season.
Mountain West football, look for the return of the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors to return back and have an uptick with their win total. Supposedly it's the best team they've had in years. Let's go.
Supposedly it is the best team that they've had in years. I've heard that, actually, Matias, that it's the best team that they've had in years. I don't mind.
Well, they got their quarterback back, who decided to transfer, and then he said, you know what, I'm going back to the islands where I threw for how many yards last year? What is it, Brandon Schrager?
Is that his name, Schrager, the guy on Hawaii? That's
the kid has a cannon. He throws for yards. Throw the ball downfield. Timmy Chang, baby.
I always feel it's hard for Hawaii. It's just so much. It's so much travel for them. And that's my one thing with them every year. It's so tough. I like playing them at home. I don't like playing them as much on the road. It's just a very tough ask for Hawaii, going back and forth like they.
It is, and you know who pays for that travel? The University of Hawaii, something that they complain about every year.
Every year, huh? Well, listen, that's the way that it goes, right? That's the price of doing business. If you want to be in, you got to be able to pay for it, for all that travel that they do. Jeez. All right, we have 5-0 now. Rangers lead the Padres, so they must have got themselves another dinger there. In that one, let's take a look. Wow, Nathaniel Lau, second one of the night. So he's provided all the offense, I think, or at least 4 out of the 5 runs I think he's provided, with a couple homers. Manuel Margot hit a homer for the Twins, so nice job by Scooble. Wasn't able to hold that lead that they got him back. 3-3, Tigers and Minnesota up at Target. That's in the top of the sixth. Anything else that's changed here for us? 5-2, Reds lead the Yankees. Oh, 5-3. So the Yankees have gotten involved a little bit here on the offensive side. Let's see how the Yankees scored. I'm all worried. We got all our homers in that game. We're not concerned anymore. Torres with an RBI single, and then Ben Rice with an RBI double drives in 2. So 5-3 in that one. Still 2-2 Mets and the Nationals in the top of the 9th. Now, who did you say you jump on the Mets or no, Matias? Did you get in on the Mets?
I did not get in on the Mets, and right okay. When you said that, it angered me because we could have taken it again. 5-0 Rangers, two more runs up in the third.
Yes, I did. They just got the low Nathaniel Lau homer to put them up. Some of them are Lau and some of them are low. I always confuse the Tampa guys. There's Josh Lau, Brandon Lau, Josh Low. Everybody pronounces the Lau and the Low.
Should we take the Mets now? I know that they're tied up now.
Well, the problem is that the Mets are plus 156 right now, but obviously they've already had their at-bats in the 9th. So they're going to the bottom of the 9th, and the Nats have a chance to walk it off. So, I mean, look, if you think they can get it to extras.
It's a perfect spot to take them. They get out of the 9th, they go to extras, they're feeling damn good.
Yeah, I think that Nat team is spunky. I don't really want to go after them, to be quite honest with you. I'm going to stay away from that one. That's not where I want to be. Mets will probably win, though. We got another hour to go. Carver and Leesy Sports Grand Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.